Hello.
Hey, Steven, this is B. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No.
Okay. Well, I have Forrest here with me. I know you spoke with Alex last week about the lease agreement. So we've just been trying to come up with a solution because, as you know, we're having a little bit of issues with our lending partner without presenting a lease.
Okay. That doesn't, I just don't even understand the logic of that, why that would matter. It's a piece of property. They're going month to month. I mean, what does the lending company care about that in any way, shape, form, or fashion?
David Spores, can I explain it for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the reason is twofold. It's the lender. So when we do loans, they either need to be occupied or vacant loans. So since this is occupied with a tenant, they either want to see a lease or see the lack of a lease. And then the other thing is when, we get insurance, we get either a vacant policy insurance or a tenant occupied insurance policy. So they either need to see a lease or a lack of a lease, so proof of a lack of a lease. So we're kind of stuck in this. We're stuck in a situation where we're just having lack of a lease is causing trouble with the people that we need to please in order to get this deal done.
Yeah,
Sorry.
what you said still just doesn't make sense to me because you're buying the property, whether it's vacant or whether it's somebody in there, whether it's on a long-term lease or no
It's
lease.
not,
To me,
yeah,
I'm
but it's
not
not like I
grasping
get
it.
it. So the solution that we've come up with is that we need your tenant sign a document that says there is no lease and have that notarized. Once we do that, then we can move forward. They need to know that we're selling, just like they didn't when I went there. They just need to know that the same reason that I went there for the inspection is the same reason that, we need to get this for insurance purposes.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I don't know how.
once we do that, then we can get this thing wrapped up.
I don't know how in the world we're going to accomplish that though. With a notary? I mean, how are you planning on doing that?
Well, we in our business, we accomplish this a couple ways. So we can send a mobile notary, which is probably preferred situation where a mobile notary just goes to his property with a document just says that, this person, signing the document and she verifies their genuine ID, and then they sign the document that we have drafted that says, hey, I live here and, I'm not under any lease. It's just a
Yeah.
one-page document that they sign. The notary takes the document and then sends it to me. Send it to the lawyers and we send it to the underwriter and we send it to the insurance company and they go, okay. Don't have to be there. I don't have to be there. It's just the mobile notary, this innocent person just coming to get a document signed.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I guess we're going to have to do it, but that seems, like I said, that just seems, I never heard of such in my life of a lending company, a piece of property, whether there's somebody in there or not on a lease. It just seems very, very unusual. I never heard of it ever.
Saying that this isn't,
You there?
I understand that this isn't, the cleanest, neatest, easiest way to do it. It's just necessary. I mean, not everything we do just simple. It's just liability, man. I mean, all of it, we have to have liability. and we have to protect ourselves. We just, it's a business for us. So,
right, I understand that, but I'm this is what I'm trying to figure out when you just said that. What are you trying to protect yourself from? You're going to own the property, and you can do what you want. Who's trying to protect what is what I'm getting at? When you just said that, that makes me ask the question.
I'm trying to protect my business from somebody living in a property with no paperwork. So what I mean by that is I can't have somebody that doesn't. So we're a business, and we have multiple properties, okay? So by having multiple properties, we're held to a different measure than landlord that only owns one property, as a rental or something like that. So there's so many different things that we have to do other than, you know, just a landlord that has up to three properties. So, like, I can't represent myself in court. I have to pay for a lawyer. Okay. I have certain lease documents that have to be in place so that if I go to evict somebody, if they're not exactly the way they are, if there's not a summary, if there's not all these things in place, my eviction is thrown out of court, period, in the story. And then we get to start all over and start the, you know, 60 to 90 day process again after that. So we're just held to a higher standard than you would be. So that is why we have to have some kind of proof that says he does not, that at day one, we can institute the right paperwork so that we are protected and he's protected, because, you know, more than me, you know, tenants have rights. And so without that documentation there, everything defaults to the maximum rights for them. So I have the minimum amount of rights. So it takes that documentation in order for me to.
What is the document actually going to say?
The lawyer has instructed me to just, you know, the document and say that, you know, John Adams, you know, today I do not have a lease on the property that I live in, nor have I ever had a lease on the property that I live in right now. Since, so you just need to provide me with the date that you've been in there.
Yeah, so it's not going to it's not going to say anything about the sale of the property or anything of that nature.
What he's doing is just verifying that he has no lease. It doesn't say anything about a sale.
Okay, so basically it's just saying he's a month-to-month renter.
Be a lease. So this say document that. Is saying that he does not have a lease.
Right. So he's just a month-to-month.
If I was to insinuate that he was a month-to-month renter, then that would insinuate that he has a lease.
I got you. Yeah, it seems like just, I guess it's real estate talk. I mean, I don't. If you're month to month, you don't really have a lease, right? Am I right about
that? That's not true. That is not true. So,
oh, it's not. Okay.
Even if there is no lease, there's still an eviction process, and there's still a process to where, you know, have rights. Whether the paperwork is there or not, the relationship establishes those rights.
Right. Okay. And we have to go through that. I can't just have a piece of paper myself and get him to sign it and be done with it and say he's not on any lease.
If you do that and you take a picture of his photo ID, then yeah, you can do that. That's fine. I just need to know that it was that person that signed it. If you want to do it yourself, you know, save me $100, sure.
So basically, well, let me ask you a question. What do I need to put down on the paper, or just
the paper?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you going to email it to me?
I'll draft it and email it to you. And then you just, if you want to print it and take it there, take a picture of his photo ID and have his signature and then print name. And then it'll be done.
Well, let me get the document from you first, and then I'll call you and ask you exactly what I need to do, because we're on a bad, bad signal here.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my fault. I'm talking through the computer. So, okay, that you're not hearing me wrong. I apologize for that.
I could just get over there and tell him, hey, I need you to do this, and make, because at least the insurance company needs to know that, you know, we don't have a lease. You're just month to month or whatever.
That there's just no, that there's no lease in place.
Right. Okay.
So,
yeah, that's
so, yeah, if we can get, if you could get that done for us, we'll send you the document this evening, and then you'll have it, and then tomorrow or the day after you get that done, and then we can keep it forward.
Yeah, I can try to get that done. I'm going to do my best to get that done this week. Go ahead and draft up the document, me an email with it, and then I'll take it somewhere and get it printed off. And then, you know, I'll call you before I do it so I'll know the exact instructions of what to get.
Do you not have a printer?
I don't have a printer, no, but I got access to one.
So we're gonna,
I ain't had a printer.
The document. We're going to email you the document. We're going to make sure that you understand everything in it. And then I'm just going to need a piece of paper, man. There's no need for you to run around. I'm just an Ashland. It's my job. It's what I do. I'll just run you the document, and then you can take care of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll have to meet you. I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Gas station, buddy. I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's no big deal, man. I'll meet you.
I got you. That's cool. But yeah, we that sounds like we can get that done pretty quickly. So that should not be much of a problem.
Right.
I wish you'd known that the day you were over there. We could have done it then.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be a problem, man. So they said.
Yeah. I got you. All right. Well, look, I'm glad you called. So go ahead. Why don't you do this, though? Just email me the document. Let me look at it, because I can get to a printer and run it off. I don't think you'll have to drive all the way over here and meet me for that. I'm pretty sure I can take it, you know, and get it run off real quick, and then I'll call you. We'll go over it, and you tell me exactly what to do. Take a picture back and forth of his driver's license, and then get him to sign it, and that's it.
Sounds good to me.
Right? Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Forrest.
Thank you. We'll have that sent over to you this evening, okay?
It sounds good. Sounds good.
All right.
All righty.
Okay. All right. See you.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.